Again, this is Robert with AlienEye.com. Actually, you see this? Apparently, according to my press pass, I have a blog called EyeOnAlienEye.com.
There you go. So, well, you're multitasking.
That's right. That's
many
right.
People.
That's right. Okay, I'm here with Vic Koning. We're at St. Anthony's. It's a good thing, and you know, getting your players out here to
fantastic.
Yeah.
You know it. It's great for the players. They get. I can see them glowing, and you know that's what we're. That's again. Good Lord wants us to be servers. That's, you know, what he put us on this earth to do, and we're literally serving. And,
right.
But I can, just knowing the kids, I can see them glowing inside. I can see the smiles on their faces. You know, we're winning there.
Right.
We're winning in this dining room right here. And
right.
Now, being a little bit of an older guy, I'm getting on the age. I sit there and I'm seeing some of these older people come in, and it brings a little realism
right.
to me.
Right.
You know, what's not too far in the future. And,
sure.
But we were talking about that, a couple of the older people in the party. But
good.
But I don't think our players think that far ahead yet.
Right, right. So what's their mindset going in tomorrow? You think they're ready? You think they're not ready?
You know what? We have not had a bunch of team meetings. I think at practice they've enjoyed football. And we've made the practices, I think, enjoyable. They seem like they've had a good time. In Champaign, we were very physical, very chippy, as you say, very aggressive,
right.
And we had a good temperament. Hadn't quite seen that as much here. I think there's been a lot more distractions, you might say. But you know what? Hopefully, they're holding inside and getting ready for Saturday. And you know, it's for us, this is going to be an early game, so this is not much different than a normal Big Ten game, the early game. So we, you know, we've changed the schedule somewhat. We're going to have a little bit like a pro schedule. Where we do some of our chapels and mass and stuff tonight.
Yeah.
And they get up and get themselves ready to go tomorrow. We haven't had a bunch of team meetings. We'll have some of those this afternoon. And we've started reeling them in here yesterday and today.
So is the interim gig getting fun, like a month of, you know, moving to calling all the shots? Have you enjoyed the last month? Is it stressful?
Parts of it, yeah. Parts of it reminds me of being a head coach and the pluses and minuses of that,
yeah.
You know, but there's other parts of it that are just having to deal with that, you know, are we know they're necessary evils. I said a bunch of times, not easy being a head coach,
right?
And it's still Ron Zook's football team. I talked to Coach Zook this morning. I was thinking about him, and you know, we didn't change a bunch of stuff. It's X's and O's and stuff that we're. We could have probably, and we were heading that direction,
right?
Offensively, but you know, with Jay going out, that kind of put a nix on some of the things we were going to do.
Sure.
And so we've just kind of tried to put, you know, package some stuff that gives us the best chance to be successful. And then,
so have you been involved a lot in the offensive game planning, or are you letting Coach Brohm do most of that?
It's Coach Brohm,
yeah,
and his Chip and Joe and those guys,
yeah.
You know, defensively, you know, what UCLA does has been kind of a similar scheme that's kind of hurt us down the stretch, just the zone blocking schemes and making guys accountable for gaps.
Yeah.
It's kind of going to slow down our attacking and slicing and dicing and getting it because it's hard to stay in your gaps when you're moving.
Right.
So we'll see how much they let us get away with doing and they have some matchup situations that I'm really concerned about. Their tight end and the one receiver, and then obviously their running backs can, you know, if we let them crease us in the middle, then they can go the house in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So fourth down calls, timeout calls, you're going to handle all that?
Yep.
Yep. You looking forward to that?
You know, I've probably been calling them in my without the whole time without really just coming out and saying them. I've been probably calling them in my head.
Right.
Every game, you know, I'd have done this. I just don't say anything to anybody.
But, right.
You know, we don't want to hurt our chances to win. There are some things you can try to get cute with, and it might hurt you. You know, but then you might get lucky.
Right.
It's just kind of like one of those things. You just kind of rolling the dice out there, and you never know. So execution's the key. We've practiced. We've had 14 practices. All told, where we worked on UCLA, and you know, we are so young still, and a lot of the depth issues that.